holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Apples produce apples, but what does God produce in us?
Be holy.
All right, I want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Go over to podbean.com and download the broadcast. They're all free. They're all free. Download them. All right. Today, we're going to talk about fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. And so what does God produce in us? We talked about it earlier. We must worship God in spirit and truth. So what does the Spirit produce in us? So let's go over to Galatians chapter, I think this is chapter 5. Yeah, Galatians chapter 5, and we'll start at verse 22. Galatians chapter 5, and we'll start at verse 22. God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good and faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. Again, I said that apples produce apples, but God produces these things in His people. God's Spirit makes us loving, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and this is the key part, self-controlled. And there's no law against any of this living and all these things that God produces in us. There's no law against being loving and being happy and being peaceful and patient with people and being kind to other people and being faithful. There's no law against all of that. Verse 24, and because we belong to Christ Jesus, we have killed our selfish feelings and desires. That's another part of being a believer. You actually have to free yourself from your own selfish desires and feelings, you know, because if you don't, people can actually use your feelings and selfish desires to control you. Even God doesn't do that. God does not try to control people. You remember it says self-control. That don't mean God control. It says self-control. God's Spirit produces self-control. Now, if we could just begin to walk in that direction as believers, we're going to have self-control about everything. We're going to have self-control about everything, what we buy, what we don't buy, what we like, what we don't like, where we go, where we sit, where we sleep. Self-control. What we say, self-control. What we look at, self-control. If we would embrace self-control, our lives would be much better. Just if we don't even go back to all the things that the Spirit produces, happiness and peace and patience and kindness and loving and faithful. Even if we don't grab a hold of that, if we just go to self-control, if we just embrace and hold on to self-control, we'd be getting somewhere as a church. As believers, we would get someplace. because we know that the Spirit produces self-control. Now, verse number 25, God's Spirit has given us life, and so we should follow the Spirit. The Spirit gives life, and so we should follow the Spirit. That's why you can't worship God in your flesh. You can only worship God in spirit and truth, because the Spirit lives forever, but the flesh will come in contact with death sooner or later. The Spirit brings what? The Spirit brings life. God's Spirit, verse number 25, God's Spirit has given us life, and so we should follow the Spirit, not our own selfish desires, not what we want to do. We should follow the Spirit, and the Spirit brings these things: love, happiness, peacefulness, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These things are what the Spirit brings. Now, mind you, you can't bring these things to yourself, just as I cannot. Only the Spirit can do that. God's Spirit produces these things: love, joy, peace. That's what the Spirit produces. You can't produce it. I can't produce it. We can't go and say, okay, I'm going to show love and do love. No, it has to be brought out of you by God, because God is the one who produces all those things. And a matter of fact, here you go. If the Spirit brings life, life is the loving, the happiness, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness. That's life. And if he came that we might have life more abundantly, the more we have of him, the more of this we should have. The more God we have, the more we obey him, the more love, happiness, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness and faithfulness is what we should have. That's more life. That's abundant life. If we have abundant Jesus, we should have abundant life. So if we're going to have Jesus, we got to have these things. We have to have these things. And these are life. Verse 26, but don't be conceited or make others jealous by claiming to be better than they are. Don't be conceited or make others jealous by claiming to be better than they are. Listen, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have joy. We wouldn't have peace. We wouldn't have love. It's nothing that we can produce. It's only because of God. So when you're thinking that you're better than somebody else, it's not because of you. It's only because of God that you even have a life, that you even have love, joy, and peace. It's only because of God that we have that. It's not because of us. And so before we start bragging on how good we are and how much better we are than someone else, remember, it's only God, because without God, we are just as bad as everybody else. Matter of fact, we were just as bad as everybody else before we received God. If you don't receive God, you're just as bad as everybody else. So when you receive God, the only difference is you have God. Not because you're so much better. Oh, no. It's not because I'm so much better. I used to tell people all the time, if God don't help you like he's helping me, you'll die a fool. Because I want God to help me. I want God to help me. God has to help me because I'm trying to be obedient to him. And the more I'm obedient to him, the more he produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's what we want. You know, a lot of churches will spend a lot of time talking about speaking in tongues, but they don't have no love, they don't have no joy, no patience, no nothing, but they have the tongues. But if they actually went back to read Acts chapter 2, they would find out that the people spoke as the Spirit gave utterance, not as they gave utterance, but as the Spirit gave utterance, not because they felt good, but as the Spirit spoke and gave utterance, they spoke. Nobody counted to, you know, one, two, three, speak, and they spoke. No, they spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so I tell people all the time, you can have the tongues, you can have all the dancing, you can have the rejoicing, but if you don't have self-control and love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance, patience, I mean, if you don't have these things, what good is having the tongues? What would you actually be speaking if you don't have these things? Matter of fact, it was another writer who said, or no, the Spirit says it. It's like a symbol out of place. You're just speaking, talking. You're not doing anything if you don't have the love of God. If the Holy Ghost isn't producing these things in you, you're wasting time. The Holy Ghost has produced these things in you so that you can actually do God's work. You can't do God's work doing your own thing. You can't do God's work controlling what you, no. God has to do all the production in you so that you will have the power to have love and joy and peace, long suffering and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. You have to actually have the Holy Ghost. You actually have to have the Holy Ghost in order to have life, because the Holy Ghost brings life. The Holy Ghost, or the Spirit of God, or God himself, brings life. And when he brings life, what does he produce? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. He does. He does. And because he brings that, that means that we can't bring it. All we could ever do is follow him. All we could ever do is follow him. We don't receive God and follow a man. We receive God and follow God. Sure, we may have pastors and we may have preachers and teachers. They're given to the church to help the church. But we don't follow preachers and teachers and apostles. No, sir. And no, ma'am. We follow the Spirit. You notice what it said. It said, because the Spirit brings life, we follow what? We follow the Spirit. We follow who? The Spirit. We don't follow nothing else. Nobody else has any power. We don't follow anybody. We don't follow anybody but the Spirit. And in today's times, many people don't want to do that. They want to control God. And that's a losing battle.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.